You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness and Recovery Month, so here to tell us about all the events scheduled for September, we have Aaron Surma, who is the Executive Director of NAMI. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Shelley. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah. And Tina Dieza-Samaniego, who's the Coordinator for the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank you both for being here. Tina, let's start with you. Could you just tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do at the Suicide Prevention Coalition.
Sure. I'm the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition Program Coordinator. And basically what I do is we schedule different types of events throughout the community, with the community, to bring awareness and education on issues centered around suicide. And that might be in our schools, or that might be with community projects. For instance, September being Suicide Prevention Month, a lot of those issues. And we also have a coalition meetings and newsletters and a lot of ways of getting information out. So that's the gist of what I do.
What drew you to this work, or made you want to get involved with the coalition?
Well, honestly, as an Alaska Native woman, and much of my previous work had been in supporting our tribe and our youth, and there was a disparity in our community, and I really liked the team, and Aaron is the director, and it just seemed like a great way to partner and bring our communities together and reach out in that way.
Aaron, similar questions for you. Could you just tell me a little bit about NAMI and its role in the community?
Yeah, so we promote mental health in whatever way we think we can be helpful promoting mental health. I think the biggest message we want people to know is that you can call us or go to our website and get information about finding mental health services in Juno. So we have junomentalhealth.org, which has an up-to-date listing of therapists, and it says, you know, which organizations do substance use treatment and which ones accept Medicaid and all that good stuff, so people can make informed decisions as consumers of mental health services. We also have support groups, do education classes, do advocacy at the state, and a whole bunch of other stuff to promote mental health however we can.
I've been using NAMI kind of casually. Can you spell out the acronym for me, please?
Yeah, it's National Alliance for Mental Illness. And so we're an affiliate, which is kind of like a franchise of a national organization that puts together some curricula around mental health. So we do some of the national stuff and then do a lot of local things like Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. You know, that's not a part of the big NAMI national world. It's something that we do because it makes sense and is helpful and is relevant to Juno specifically.
Mm. You've been doing this work for a long time. What keeps you going? What motivates you to stay with it?
It's very personal for me as well. I'm a survivor of a suicide attempt, so you know, I think there's kind of a adage that everyone in social services is also trying to fix themselves a little bit, and that can be used in a crass way or in like a charming, compassionate way, and I'll use that in the charming, compassionate way right now.
Good. Be compassionate to yourself. Well, thanks both of you for being here to talk about Suicide Prevention Recovery Month, which is the month of September. I know that suicide prevention, recovery, education, raising awareness, it's very much a year-round, 24/7, 365 kind of effort for you both. So I wanted to start off by asking, what do you try to like focus or elevate or emphasize during the month of September?
I would say one of the major things is that community atmosphere. I think one of the biggest strengths in prevention is by being connected. I also think that one of the greatest ways of suicide prevention is in establishing that community. So it kind of comes at it at two different directions. And the fact that we are a coalition, which by the nature of the coalition says that we have many, many partners. And so it's just a great opportunity to come together and really focus on caring for ourselves collectively.
And what would you add to that, Aaron?
I think it's connecting people. So very similar to what Tina's saying. There's a lot of, when people think about suicide prevention, they think of like 911 or the new 988, or going to Bartlett if you're really worried about yourself or your loved one. And like those things are not the wrong thing necessarily, but I think what's missed is that like people can help one another. People can support one another. Tina had an awesome line earlier that I'm going to steal because she had her chance and didn't use it, that like the closest person to your loved one is you, you know? So if your loved one is struggling, you are the closest person to them. So getting folks feeling comfortable and equipped to support their loved ones is probably the single most helpful thing we can do, as opposed to just saying, call 911, call 988, go to Bartlett, go to Search, go to Jammy. Like those are all like good pieces of the puzzle, but they miss that humans with one another in a non-professional setting can be extremely wonderful and supportive and effective at maintaining one's own mental health.
Well, thank you both for those very thoughtful answers. I really appreciate that. And I know that there's a great list of upcoming events that you want to talk about today. So I imagine you're pretty excited to bring these to the community. And Tina handed me a bunch of stuff when she came in. I haven't even had a chance to look at it all, but there's a really long list of events that I would love to hear what some of the things that you're most excited about or really want to, or you can just go on down the list too if you want to.
Sure. Well, I just want to really to shout out to all of the people that have worked with us. And kicking off today is the, or tomorrow rather, a couple things is Juneau Public Libraries will have a book display at all three of their libraries. So be sure to check them out. And then we're also having coffee at the plaza with Clinkett and Haida. And that's an exciting event because it's a great time to come and, of course, have a cup of coffee or tea or cider, what have you, and to learn about some of the things that we do, ask questions, pick up resources, including some means reduction resources, pick up a button to wear to show your support for suicide prevention awareness. And it's just a great way to learn about some of the things that we're doing. And then, of course, at the event, we will have all of the other events that we're doing. One big one that we tried to do a couple of years ago, pre-COVID, was to have a community barbecue and a canoe healing journeys that we are excited about. So the healing journeys, there will be three different time frames, and registration is required to be at the canoe healing journeys. They're 2-hour journeys, and One People Canoe Society is who we're working with, and the journeys are reserved for suicide loss and attempt survivors. So we are especially pleased to be able to bring that to folks that have lost loved ones or struggled themselves.
Aaron, what's exciting for you on this list? What are some events that you're most looking forward to?
Well, I think the canoe journeys that Tina just mentioned are awesome. We always hear from folks who want more grief resources, so we're very happy to be able to offer that very particular grief resource. But the other ones, I'm grateful we can offer a couple different trainings. One is called QPR, Question, Persuade, and Refer, and that's kind of like a suicide prevention 101. It's what to do in the moment, if you're worried that one of your friends or loved ones are suicidal, how to have that conversation with them. And then we have another presentation, suicide safety planning, that's kind of the follow-up to that. So let's say I'm worried about you, right? Like QPR training is going to help me more comfortable asking you, like, hey, Shelly, are you doing okay? Are you feeling suicidal? If so, let's talk about it. The suicide safety planning is what to do next. So great, we have this conversation right now. The 10-15 minute conversation we had probably isn't going to fix your problems forever, as much as I'd like to think we have these awesome magical powers. And so a suicide safety plan is how we support you for the next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or however long it is until you feel like you're not struggling as much. And so safety plan might mean that you spend one night at my house, the next night at Tina's house, and we go back and forth, and maybe we make sure Rio, your dog, is there because you love Rio. And of course, you're not going to feel good and healthy if you're worried about someone Rio being somewhere else with somebody else. So just like, how do we make you comfortable and supported while you're struggling? And so again, it goes back to humans supporting one another and those formal resources that exist, 911, 988, Bartlett, all the different behavioral health providers. They're all potentially a piece of the puzzle, but the glue is holding that puzzle together is going to be individuals who are caring for one another over the long term.
I love everything that I'm hearing so much. I think that offering a few different options for healing resources that you highlighted is so important, and also education. I'm not immersed in it. Most of us are not immersed in suicide prevention and recovery, but there are some way, you know, and it's hard to talk about, it's hard to talk to people about it, but it's totally possible, and there are some ways to do it, and it's not really that difficult. I mean, it can be difficult, of course, but, like, some of the things I pick up from talking with you guys are things that I would feel comfortable doing and wouldn't have thought to do it on my own. So anyway, I just want to highlight that it's really important to get into those educational resources, especially if you have someone in your life that you're worried about. I don't need to tell you guys that.
Well, thank you, though, really, Shelley, for bringing that, saying that. During the month, there are two opportunities, and we're really trying to be cognizant of trying to reach people where they're at in the way that we present, as well as the time frames. So the trainings are available online, or and there's one on a Thursday afternoon, as well as one on a Saturday morning, or rather a Thursday evening, I think it is. And if you look on our Facebook or in our well, that would be the easiest way, is on Facebook, you'll be able to see the entire schedule of what's going on.
It's a great list of activities and events and ways to get involved. And yeah. And I also wanted to ask about some of the things that you gave me. This sticker and the form line design, Wooch Ya Awuts, sorry, Awudane. Thank you.
Yep, you nailed it.
Can you tell me a little bit about this and what people might, what it means if people see it?
Yes. So in a lot of our training, and because we do live in Linke'ani, we use a lot of the art form, and that was commissioned for us, and it is one of the traditional, it means one of our traditional values, in that together we are strong. And that really is the theme about what we're trying to do as a community. So that's what we're doing. And then the QPR training that Erin had mentioned, it is a QPR, question, persuade, and refer. But the other title that it's lovingly known as is holding each other up. Mm-hmm. Again, another traditional value and something that is for the community to do.
And then along with that, we have some suicide prevention awareness honor colors that correspond to, there are colors of pins that correspond to different meanings. And you were both kind enough today to let me select one. But can we talk a little bit about the list and the colors and what they mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're handing out these buttons all month long, and we have four of them. So one of them, blue, is a supporter of suicide awareness. Green is an attempt or personal struggle survivor, so I'm wearing the green one. Purple is loss of family or friend survivor, and white is a veteran survivor. So at all the events that we'll be at, we'll be handing out these buttons and asking people to share them with folks. And so hopefully you'll wear yours, and hopefully you'll tell your 10 best friends to wear one also.
Well, I'm very looking forward to getting mine today. And I also just, I really like this resource card, which talks about the colors and what they mean. And there's some resources on the back. And let's see, is there anything else you handed me that we didn't talk about yet?
Well, I want to say that the pins are also available at the libraries. They'll be at the kickoff at the Coffee at the Plaza on Friday, and then at the community barbecue. Everybody is welcome. Hope to see everybody. And one other thing that I wanted to point out is that on our list of events, you will see the recovery events as well. There's a recovery walk and at the Capitol, and a candlelight vigil, as well as a recovery barbecue. So look for those things. Those are hosted by Clinkett and Haida and Partners. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is we are a community organization, and where we pull folks together. And very often we will have folks ask, how can we get involved? So our coalition meetings happen once a month, every third Wednesday from 3:00 to 4:30. And you can find that information online. Also, we have a, if you're wanting to volunteer for some of the September events, then you can contact JunoSuicidePrevention.org junosuicideprevention@gmail.com. And then we have several different ways if you'd like to support us. You can be a sponsor for a particular event or make an individual financial donation. You can do all of that online as well. You can volunteer at one of the events. You can just let me know that. And then also attend. Join us. Attend the coalition.
It sounds like a great group and a great cause to be involved with. So I really appreciate both of you coming on today and talking to us about September, the events you have going on, Suicide Prevention and Recovery Month. Is there anything else that you wanted to share before we say goodbye today? Actually, I want to share something too. You mentioned a lot of great ways to find out more, the websites and all of that, but I like your Instagram page very much too. So
yes, great.
They're doing a good job on the social media platforms. Is there anything else that you guys want to share?
Just really want to reiterate that we are available as a resource to promote mental health. A lot of folks call us to say, like, hey, I'm trying to find a therapist, or my loved one has this thing going on. What kind of resources exist for that thing that might be mental health or mental health adjacent? We really try hard to help folks navigate a complicated mental health system. And a new thing we've been doing a little bit that I'd like to do more of is talking to businesses and employers about how to promote employee mental health. So we've had a few requests over the past few months, and looking forward to doing more of that. Seems like a nice natural progression of our work, and telling someone to take care of their mental health when they have no control over how their mental health is supported 8 hours a day doesn't really make a lot of sense. So employers taking on that responsibility is great and something that we want to promote.
I'm really glad you brought that up. I know that for some it can be a struggle to find a therapist or find a particular mental health research right now, where some resources can be spread thin or there's staff shortages. So it's great to know that you guys are a resource for people who at least you can get people get them started down that track. So that's great. Yeah.
There, the other thing that we've got going on, and there we could stay and talk all afternoon, I suppose, but is the community needs assessment that talks about accessibility. So if you run into one of those, and take the survey. It'll just take a moment. Take the survey so that we can collectively, again, get the resources that we need in our community and help one another. And the training that Aaron was talking about, on this event schedule, you'll see there's a training menu, and that can be customized to suit the needs of different groups.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both. As usual, I have learned a few new things just by talking with you guys, so I just encourage the community to reach out. You guys are a great resource. Come to the events, and I hope I can make some myself. So thanks again for being here today.
Thanks
for having us.
Of course. All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to hear from Kindred Post. It was 8 years ago that they opened up, so we're here about their anniversary celebrations. But first, here is a new episode of Garden Talk.